President Trump is meeting today with Republican senators in a last-ditch attempt to get enough votes to pass their tax cut bill. But meanwhile, Democratic Party leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi announced they're pulling out of a meeting later this afternoon with Trump. It was scheduled to try to avoid a government shutdown next week. And they're pulling out because of a tweet the president sent this morning. It reads, "Meeting with, quote, Chuck and Nancy today about keeping government open and working. Problem is they want illegal immigrants flooding into our country unchecked, are weak on crime, and want to substantially raise taxes. I don't see a deal." Kelsey Snell is NPR's congressional reporter. Kelsey, as you know, Nancy Pelosi tweeted back at Trump, "Given that the president doesn't see a deal between Democrats and the White House, we believe the best path forward is to continue negotiating with our Republican counterparts in Congress instead." Would you care to characterize this moment?
I would say that this is a moment when Democrats are seriously escalating their threats. They want to play hardball with Trump and congressional Republicans over not just this upcoming spending bill and taxes, but on a number of issues that they see coming up over this next month. Taxes might be front of mind for most people, but it's important to remember that the current government spending bill runs out in just over a week and a half. So Republicans have all but admitted that they need Democrats to help them pass that spending bill and keep the government open. And Democrats right now are signaling that they want Republicans to come to them. They want to work something out, and they don't want to be threatened on the internet.
Why would President Trump, just take a second on this, we want to talk about the tax cut plan, but why would the president tweet that? He obviously didn't want to meet with them.
You know, I long ago have attempted to stop attempting to understand why the president tweets what he tweets. But he also understands that this is a hardball moment, and he doesn't like to see Democrats being in a position of power. I think that Democrats celebrated a little bit once they got some concessions out of Republicans, and particularly out of President Trump in earlier meetings. And the optics of that weren't great for Republicans. So it's possible that the president is trying to avoid that scenario from happening again.
Okay, let's get to the tax cut plan. They may vote as soon as tomorrow. Republicans can only afford to lose two votes. Two senators, Jeff Flake of Arizona and Bob Corker of Tennessee, have both been big Trump critics. Both are retiring. Don't feel, you know, they have to go along with him. There are others who are on the fence. Will Trump turn them?
Well, they may not be seriously influenced by any political argument he makes today, particularly Corker and Flake. They may not be influenced by that, but they could find some policy proposals persuasive. Both of them want to make sure the tax bill won't dramatically add to the deficit over time. And Trump could come into this meeting with some information that would make them feel more secure about how the bill would impact the deficit. On the other hand, he might not come in with that information. He might come in just making a political argument that tax reform needs to be done so that Republicans can walk away from this year saying they had a significant policy win.
Right.
Haven't had anything like that so far.
No. And two senators, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Steve Daines of Montana, have said they are no votes on this bill as written. They both are pushing for lower tax rates for these so-called pass-through businesses. They can be mom and pop, but they can be bigger corporations, but they pay more taxes than the rate that is on huge corporations. And by the way, those huge corporations don't pay that rate. They put a lot of their money overseas. But will they get what they want?
Well, it's not clear that they will get entirely what they want. Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch said yesterday when he was at the White House that he's working on ways to solve Johnson's concerns. But he said that he and his staff are working on a number of issues, working out a number of deals, including potentially on something that, as we talked about, Senator Corker wants. He wants this backstop that would automatically raise tax rates if the GOP plan isn't as effective at growing the economy as Republicans expect. So I know in talking to people who are working on this bill, that they have been at this nonstop and they're trying to make these final tweaks so that they can get to the bill to the floor later this week.
Is that going to be possible?
Well, it's something that is being considered. It's something that's being talked about, and it's definitely something that they have attempted to do before. Corker said that he thinks that it would work out by increasing taxes on both individuals and the corporate side if the economy doesn't grow as expected. But it's not totally clear that even if this got added to the bill, that Congress would allow these increases to happen. They're not particularly good at allowing tax increases or difficult situations from actually happening. They could step in and pass a new law and avoid tax increases altogether.
Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional reporter, thank you.
Thank you.